Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out today on our Chris Miles Money Show, because I am he. And we're definitely welcome out to a great show today where you're going to get some awesome, awesome value and great content this week that you'll just eat up and savor and lick and whatever else you want to do, you know, to suck on it or whatever. So anyways, we're going to have lots of fun today. It's going to be some great content for you. You're going to love it. Just as a reminder, be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs. There's other podcasts we have on the Chris Miles Money Show available on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio. Lots of great events and everything else to check out. So I want to introduce our special guest today, Heidi Totten. So now Heidi here, you can check out her website, HeidiTotten.com. That's HeidiTotten.com. And let me tell you a little bit about her, because I've known Heidi for almost 3 years now. It's been about 2.5 years. And, her resume is awesome. Yes, she's had over 15 years of experience in recruiting, sales and marketing, technology. She's worked with clients such as SAIC, AOL, Overstock, Goldman Sachs, Washington Post, TD Ameritrade, Adobe, and several other countries across the world, really. The thing I love about her, she's a connector. She's a networker. She's great with business strategy. She's very intuitive that way. Loves working with people one-on-one, and she really likes to get in the thick of your business, like really likes to get into it and get all dirty and get her hands dirty and figure out how to really get that technology and get everything going to create that business strategy to help your business go to the next level, especially if you've ever felt confused about technology. Because if you're like me and you're an entrepreneur, boy, you love to do what you do, but technology is not your best friend sometimes. It can be, but definitely is not that way. The great thing is she's worked with hundreds of clients in this regard, and the thing I love to have her talk about today is I love to talk about how to create passive income online, because there's nothing better than be able to own a business, but even better than owning a business is actually owning a real business that produces income whether you're there or not. Wouldn't you agree? So I'd like to welcome on Heidi Totten. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thank you. And I'm a little like thinking of lollipops now and licking lollipops. it's like, lick it. Okay. So
you have pigtails.
I'm doing awesome.
Like skipping down the road with a little squirt lollipop, right?
That's what I was thinking of. That's for sure. So, yes, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really excited.
You bet. So what else could you share with our listeners about yourself?
Well, you know, I will tell you, my biggest claim to fame, not that I claim fame, but my biggest claim to fame is that I homeschool my kids while I do my business. And that is something that has been that I'm really passionate about. I actually wrote a book about balancing business and homeschool. It's called Homeschool on Fire, Be the CEO of Your Business and Homeschool, with some tools.
That should be your bestseller, right?
Yeah, it became a bestseller on Amazon, and that was a lot of fun. And I actually launched the book on my birthday, and so to go to hit number one on my birthday was really a dream come true. And so, it's been quite the ride trying to figure out a system that balances both and also be able to really support my clients. And like you said, I love the one-on-one. I really love the strategy, getting into the heart of people's business and helping people feel like they have a strategic partner and not just a coach. I mean, that's really, yeah. You know, I'm more about strategy than I am about, just coaching people. So I love to really be a part of it and feel like I'm part of the team.
Awesome. So tell us, I mean, because I know this is a question that comes up for me a lot. Especially people that have been in business a while, they really get burned out, especially mm-hmm. if they're very it's very dependent upon them, right? Their own personal time and effort and energy. You know, what are some, you have these 8 steps of ways to create passive income online. You know, tell us more about that.
Well, you know, Chris, it's interesting because we all have something to teach, no matter what we do in life, whether we have a business or not. Everybody has something to teach, and there is an audience out there that wants to know what you know. I recently went to Kenya for 2 weeks in March, and what I realized in that trip was that, because it was a humanitarian trip, and what I realized was that they care less about having what we have. What they want is to know what we know, because education empowers people. And so when you take the things that you've learned, even if you don't necessarily feel like it's that valuable, it's valuable to someone. And
right.
So when you take that knowledge and you package it and you content it, or you package it into online content, then it gives you the opportunity to be able to share it with people. And honestly, even if you just share it with people for free and you don't even charge them for it, it still is adding value and providing, you know, content to people who could possibly need it. So in the last, 10 years or so, what we've seen are a lot of blogs come up. Blogs have a lot of great content. They also have a lot of garbage content, you know? I mean, it really is kind of hit and miss when you're doing a search. But I have learned some really incredible things just by reading people's blogs. And that kind of launched into more of an online education model. Now, online education is predicted to double in 2015 alone, and it's a multi-million-dollar business. I'm sure it's going to hit billions if it hasn't already this year. And so, truly, if you are in business, and especially if you are somebody who is selling your services, selling your brain, so to speak, because of your knowledge and your experience, if you package that into a format, a digital format that gives people the opportunity to buy from you, it's a great way to create passive income. And then what I'm telling people is, don't necessarily focus on, you know, you're on having to maintain your own website and things like that. There are plenty of marketing platforms out there that are digital content platforms, you know, like Udemy or like the Strongbrook Mentoring Network or Lynda.com. Or, you know, there are plenty of platforms out there that gets your content out to people without you having to put all of the marketing effort into it. So it's really about the collaboration once you get the content created.
Well, especially that distribution is the big thing, right? It's like, how do you really get that out there, the message out there, without you having to do all the work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're really, you know, we've been migrating for the last couple of years into a world of collaboration thanks to social media, and just people in business don't want to do it alone. We've got a lot of solopreneurs out there who, you know, may have a team in terms of having a VA or having a web developer, but they want masterminds. They want people that they can collaborate in business and get ideas and share ideas and have that momentum, almost like we're all these individuals in a bigger global company that just has our own little, niches that we service, but that we can all work together and refer each other and help build each other's businesses together.
Right. Awesome. I love it. So what are some other ways that people can really go about doing this?
Well, really the first thing I would say, and often when I'm working with clients to help them build out their digital content, the thing that holds them back is that they just get overwhelmed. Well, how do I organize this? How do I package this? How do I? And, you know, it's interesting because I often run into people who have these big blocks about using material other than their own. And what I would say to you is, if you take a college class, like my very first class in college was psychology, I walked in and I bought a textbook. The textbook was not written by my professor. My professor was teaching the content in that textbook to me. Mm. And so using different resources, being able to expand your resources instead of just focusing on your brain, but say, what other support materials could I bring in that would add value and that would also help promote someone else I know? So, for example, if I was doing a course on, just a general course on business, if I was going through, like when I do my business strategy with people, I have a sequence that I take people through in order to pull out all of the information so that we can really strategize. So if I was creating a program around that, I'm not the finance guru at all, but what I would do is I would say, okay, so in this, and when we're talking about finance, I'm going to refer you to Chris and his content and his blog posts or his program. You know, so incorporating other programs in with what you're doing or referring out the pieces, it doesn't mean that you have to know everything about your topic. It means that you become kind of the connector for that topic in saying, this is the content that I have and this is what I know, but these are other areas that you'll need help, and these are the people that I recommend that you connect with as well so that you can get the resources that you need. So it's really not just about kind of doing this verbal vomit of everything you know. It's about how can I pull all of these different resources together to really help people in and deliver it in a way that they can do it in a do-it-yourself manner. They don't have to leave their house if they don't want to. It takes, you know, they can create the time to learn. Like, for example, I am totally and completely an online program junkie. I get them all the time. And I have a, you know, a folder in my bookmarks on my web browser that is literally online programs. And I was looking through it yesterday, in fact, and I said, oh, my word, you know, I think July is going to be about actually watching these videos and going through some of this training, because I can synthesize that information and I can pull it into my own training. Hey, this is from the Traffic and Conversion Summit. This is from Brendon Burchard. This is from Jeff Walker. And I can pull that in, and then it enables people to say, okay, I can get these little tidbits from these different people and get this information and decide if I want to go further with them. But in the meantime, I have some of the information that I need right now to get started. Because, you know, those are all $1,000, $2,000 programs that I'm talking about. Your average person in business doesn't necessarily have the resources to go out and just buy a whole bunch of online training in business, because they're trying to work their business. They're trying to find clients. Well, my job is to be the person that goes through all that training and understands all of that so that I can then take it and apply it directly to your business instead of you having to go through that process. That's my job. You know, so it really, you know, having somebody on your team that can do that, that can understand that, I think is really critical. And I hire coaches myself, and, you know, and I hire mentors myself so that I can say, okay, what do I need to do now to get to the next level? And those are personal mentors, not just online mentors. So it really goes hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely about leveraging those other relationships and other people's gifts to be able to help enhance whatever you have.
Yes.
And, I love that, because it's not a do-it-yourself mentality. It's how do you coordinate and collaborate with others.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool. What else?
What else? Well, I've got some really specific steps that have helped. You know, like you said, I've worked with hundreds of people in helping them build out their content over the last few years. I've worked with several different companies and clients, and there's always a common theme. There's always that one struggle that people have, and that is honestly like, how do I organize my content? How do I organize it?
Yeah.
That is the hardest part. And the other half of that is, and who would buy it? And so often I just laugh because I think, well, really, when we're talking about what you're going to teach on, the sky's kind of the limit. I mean, I've seen online programs on pretty much anything you can possibly think of. But it breaks down into five different categories: mind, you know, your mindset or your beliefs, business, system, sales, marketing, technical, body, health, fitness, style, financial. I mean, financial, you could have like 87,000 different topics under that, because it's not just finances, but you can have investing, you can have debt, you can have, you know, insurance. There's just so many things, and that's your area, so I'll let you go there. And then family, parenting, marriage, you know, relationships. Under mindset, it could also include spirituality. It could include astrology. I mean, really, there's just kind of a never-ending supply of topics. And so what I ask people first is I say, what are you actually teaching people about now? When people come to you and they say, I really want to pick your brain, which, by the way, don't ever let people just pick your brain for free unless they're going to let you pick their brain too. But when they come to you and they ask you specific questions, this is what I need help with. That is a good sign to you that that is what you should be teaching people. You know, and even if you're just, I'm just going to throw together. I have one client that, you know, she said, I have a 30-minute, you know, write-up, like a 30-minute ebook that I've created. And I said, well, why don't you record it and sell the MP3 for, you know, $5 or something like that so that people could just listen to it. And she said, I can do that. Of course you can. You know, what I tell my clients is, hey, create the videos first. I mean, do your content in video, rip it to audio, and then have it transcribed so that you have three different mediums in order to help people. Because some people like to listen. I love to listen. I love to download training to listen to on my phone. And then in the morning when I'm doing my power hour, I listen to my Life Vision because I'm a Life Vision coach, just doing a plug there. I listen to my Life Vision, you know, I listen to spiritual texts, and then I listen to my training. And it might be mindset, it might be business, it might be relationships, it might be any one of the things, but I have a library and a database of things to listen to on a regular basis. And also, what are the topics that light you on fire? Because obviously, Chris, you're not necessarily going to be somebody that says, okay, I'm going to do a program. I'm Money Ripples, and, you know, I help people. I'm the, you know, financial advocate for the – or I am the – shoot, I just messed that up. The financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Did I get that right?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, I got that right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still morning. Anyway, and so, you know, if you were to say that and say, but today I'm going to teach you about fitness. That would be a little weird and outside your realm of comfort. Even though I know you work out and I know you exercise, it's still, you stick to how people know you. And so people know me as a business strategist. They know that I've worked for digital marketing platforms. And so they come to me and say, well, how do I package my content? What do I do? And people were always asking me for technical advice. It was crazy. In fact, one of my friends came to me a few years ago and said, I want you to figure out what you want to do so I can hire you to do it for me. And I said, I don't even know what that means. But what I realized was that people kept coming to me and coming to me and coming to me for the same advice, and I hadn't packaged it and put it into a program so that they would be able to learn from me. And that was really critical, is that once I did that, then it was something that I could just produce over and over and over and over. But if somebody comes to you and they say, hey, I need your help with this, and I actually want to pay you to do this for me or to help me with this, and you don't have something to offer them, you're doing them a disservice and you a disservice. Because if you just give all of that for free, they're not necessarily going to invest in themselves. So starting off with what's my topic, what are the things that people are asking me about, is the very first step. And, you know, I didn't know this when I first kind of got started in this area. I thought, oh, I'm just going to be a health coach. See, goes back to the health coach. I had been a technical recruiter for 15 years, but I thought, well, I can coach people in health. I think in that business, I made about $36 a month, and I was working like 15 hours a week. It was crazy. Oh. It was crazy because I was trying to do all this one-on-one and group coaching and taking, you know, small groups through. I mean, it was just, I was exhausted. And so once I realized that I actually wasn't a business coach and I jumped into the field that I actually had experience in, things got a lot easier. And don't we want that? We kind of want things to be a lot easier in our business than they are. That's why we make digital products. And then the next area is, I tell people, you know, really, your students don't know what they don't know. It's up to you to fill in the gaps. And so they're not, if I'm doing a digital product and I'm saying, hey, Chris, I'm going to do a digital product, and you say, well, I already know everything you know. Is that realistic? No. That's why we hire each other. You know, so in my mind, I think, oh, Chris already knows this. Truly, that's a block for me, and that's a block for my clients. Oh, everybody already knows this, but they don't, because I've worked with Money Ripples for the last 6 months as a client, and continue to learn things over and over, or continue to learn new things that I had no idea, even though I've attended different events that you've done, I've read your blog, I've known you for 2.5 years, there's still so much more that you have to offer that, you know, if I assume, oh, I know everything that Chris does, or I know everything he knows just because I've known him for 2.5 years, that's a really general assumption. And so being very clear about what you're teaching and really starting at the beginning. You know, I have a funny story that I like to share about this. My mom is, let's just say that she's not somebody who really loves to cook. It's not her forte. And a few years ago, she was going to a party, and her friend asked her to bring a fruit Jell-O salad with bananas in it. And my mom said, okay, great. So how do I make it? And her friend was explaining this to her over the phone, how she would make it. And what she said was, then quarter the bananas and put that in the Jell-O. And my mom thought it was weird, but she said, okay, well, this is her recipe. And so when she brought the Jell-O to the party, she had these long quartered bananas, you know, in the Jell-O. And her friend said, what is this? And she said, it's the Jell-O salad you told me to make. And she said, why didn't you cut up the bananas? She said, you didn't tell me to cut up the bananas. She said, yes, I did. I said, quarter the bananas. And because she had been on the phone, she had made that cutting motion with her hands, then you cut up after you quarter it.
Right.
To make the
two
smaller slices. Pieces.
Yep.
Right, into smaller right. slices. She didn't convey that. She didn't say that. She didn't give that step. And so so she took the, you know, the dish from my mom and said, "Well, we'll just put this in the refrigerator. see if we need it." And so honestly, she made the assumption that my mom would just automatically quarter a banana, but my mom said this is her recipe. So where are the gaps in your training? That becomes very important, and being very clear about your content and the step by step by step by step, because we do make assumptions that people just know that, you know, when we build that bridge, they're just going to know all of the steps to get over the bridge. So breaking it down into bite-sized pieces, and really, you know, I have another friend that said, honestly, I just really want somebody, I need it in like 10-minute increments. I don't have time, and I don't have the mental capacity to watch hour-long trainings. I just need, like, here's 10 minutes, go and implement this. Here's 10 minutes, go and implement that. I said, great. So that's what I'm actually building out right now with one of my business partners, is that kind of training where it's just small bite-sized trainings on one specific thing in order to help people get that one specific thing done. You know, so again, we think, oh, if I'm going to do something digital, it has to be this huge, massive program. Honestly, you can make money and often can make more money on the small, concise, specific programs than you can on the huge programs.
Very true. Very true. Awesome. I know we're running out of time. Do you have any final advice for our listeners?
Yeah, honestly, the two big things that I think that are really important in creating a course is to, and I know this seems counterintuitive, but launch your course before you make it. Tell people that you're going to do it. Hold yourself accountable. Say, hey, I'm going to create a course that teaches this, 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 and this, and this. Is this something that you would be interested in?
Yes.
Get the information from people on what they're really wanting. Get their feedback. Get, you know, their input, because then you can create a course that really speaks to people and has value for people and that they are willing to share with others. Because that isn't that what it's all about? I mean, we want to put so much value and so much great content into the world that it makes the world a better place. That's the goal, is to make the world a better place by sharing what we know. And that is the one thing that I really learned from Kenyans that was so amazing, is that when I would share with them and teach them, they were so willing to share with each other and teach each other. And that's how we should all be. You know, we should be so willing to share our knowledge and the things that we've learned, because that's what builds bridges and helps people to get to the next level of where they want to go in their life and overcome life's challenges. And so I just highly recommend, especially if you are somebody that has a lot of content, that's trained, that has a lot of background in one particular topic or a couple particular topic, start to think about how you could package that content to really serve others.
Amen. Now, I've done that before, like with my Find Your Divine Genius course, and it definitely puts a lot of extra accountability when people say, yes, we want that. Okay, you're going to get it. And that's the way to create something, because you already know they want it, and you already know you can sell it and make money from it right away, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is that you really want to always be in a position, especially if you're in business, where anywhere you go, anyone you meet, when they say, what do? What do you offer? You have something immediately that you can sell them. Well, I have a program on this. You know, this is what I teach. So that if they say, oh, I would love to learn that, you have it ready and packaged and available to them.
Right.
Instead of, you know, so yeah, I mean, I'm really encouraging business owners, be in the business of sharing what you know, and you'll make passive income.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of our listeners need to know what you know as well. How would they go about doing that? Like, what would be the best way they can learn from you?
Well, I offer free 30-minute strategies. Like I said, I want to get in the thick of your business. I want to understand what you do. And so I offer free 30-minute strategy sessions with me where I ask you a lot of questions and get a lot of info from you so that I understand what you do, so that I know whether I can help you, whether someone else can help you. I'm very networked. I have a lot of connections in the entrepreneur world. And so that way, if I'm not the right person, I mean, if somebody's saying, well, I need financial help, I'm not going to try and do that for them, but I know who to send them to. And, you know, that always benefits my community. So the best thing to do would be to go to HeidiTotten.com and just click on the big button on the main page that says book now, and you can book a 30-minute call with me. And then we can talk about what you want to accomplish. And like I said, you know, my clients they're a wide variety of people. This isn't just for people who want to create digital content, although it's part of it. But really, I work with a lot of authors, speakers, coaches, trainers, healers, people in, you know, the physical fitness space, anyone who really needs support in the marketing, sales, and technology for their business and wants to feel like they have a strategic partner that's helping them.
Awesome. And I recommend it too. I've done a full strategy session with Heidi and helping me in my own business. I mean, I really look to her as someone who actually consults me too. So everybody, I highly recommend you take advantage of that. That's an awesome, awesome opportunity to be able to get some good advice. So Heidi, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an awesome show.
Oh, you're so welcome, Chris. And, you know, thank you for having me. And I'll see you next week.
That's right. And everybody else, you know, thanks for joining us as well. Be sure to join us next week as we're on the show. And make sure you go and actually just not just listen to what we're talking about, but go and take action. Like, go and do right now the things we teach about. You want to see results? It requires action that you got to take. So go and take that action right now and today.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.